stillness, let your voice be clear.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of love.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
This is Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida, and this program is Word of Eternal Life. In this program, we are continually speaking about the God's eternal plan. Now, God's eternal plan ultimately is the salvation of the humanity and then recreation of the universe. Now, before all that happens, then God has set times for everything he does. Now, the Son of God has been born 2,000 years ago, and the salvation program has been established, and the Church of Jesus Christ is thriving. And even though midst of the persecution, the world, the church is growing in every part of the world. Now we are discussing the part when after the church is raptured. The church rapture happens in according to the Revelation chapter 3 and 4 in between those events, such as the churches sort of moving along with the world, like the church in Laodicea. And they were not hot or not cold. They were not very passionate about Jesus, or they were not passionate about Jesus. They were somewhere in the middle. And their faith and their fellowship was going down to the world. And then after that happens, there is the rapture happens. Now the rapture happens a similar way. That's what the Revelation of the Laodicea means. So after the Laodicean church falls apart, all the seven churches of Asia Minor falls apart. Whatever reason, in Turkey, where Asia Minor, we are talking about a large territory known as Anatolia at the time of Roman rule. And right below that region was known as another large region called Syria, or Celesyria. So that is before getting to East Euphrates River, all these regions were ruled by Romans. Now, after the collapse of the church, we see that now we apply that similar principle to today's in the end time church. The principle is the same, that the Lord Jesus come, so many people are sleeping, that we should be awake and waiting upon the Lord and preaching about the word and talking about Jesus to all over wherever we are. Now, this is going to be a time that some people fall asleep spiritually and the Lord Jesus comes. Now, we have to be very careful this end time. So what happened after the church arrived in heaven, that we talked about the wedding of the Lamb and all the events happens in heaven, rewards were given and church will be with Christ for 7 years. Now we talked about the 7 year period, how we calculated that from the book of Daniel, that there was 483 years was over from the time Artaxerxes declared the freedom for the Jews to go back to Jerusalem and build the temple under Ezra, Nehemiah, and all the other prophets who were helping them at the time. The church, the temple of Jews, Jerusalem, was rebuilt. And later we know the Romans came at AD 70 and destroyed the temple. Now, before that, Jesus was born, and then in around 4th century, and he lived and did his ministry, and he died and resurrected. The church was established by the coming of Holy Spirit, as it says in Acts chapter 2 in the New Testament. So there we see We are waiting right now for the rapture. The Lord Jesus will return. That is our hope. And once Jesus returns, the world will be under a ruler, such as a great ruler will rise, who will cooperate or coordinate all the nations together with their leaders and prime ministers or presidents or kings. And then he will super rule over every nation of the world. And his name is what we called the Antichrist or the beast. And there are two beasts in the Bible talking about. First one is in the book of Revelation chapter 13. A beast who arises from the sea. The sea is like we're talking about the largest portion of the earth, which means it's so huge. So one third of the earth is only the dry land. More than 70% of the earth is underwater. So the sea talking about a bigger portion, which means a large population of people. That's what the sea is meant by prophetically. And this large people group of the world, the beast will rise. And this beast with 10 horns on his horns and on each head a blasphemous name. This is a blasphemy, this beast, which is going to be a human person who will be extraordinary, brilliant, and smarter, and intelligent, who will have the solution for the world problems. Like many years ago in the 1980s, when I was living in India at the time, I was reading from the Time magazine that it said the European governments were declaring that whoever can help us economically, it could be a devil, it could be a god, it could be anyone, we will surrender to that person. Now, that was a forecast concerning what will happen in the future by the European Union people. And now here we see the 10 crowns on the horns. The beast I saw resembled a leopard. Leopard is one of the fastest animals, and had a feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. Now, these three things, if you go back and study the book of Daniel chapter 7 to all the way to chapter 12, we will see that the speed of the animal leopard is, which is called the previous empire, which was the Greek empire. And after that, there was this bear kind of feet, which stands for the Media-Persian Empire. And then there was this lion like a person or a bear like that of a lion, which is the Roman Empire. So the all company combined, all three empires combined together, and this beast have all the qualities of all these previous empires. How they devastated, destroyed the world or crushed the human race, which is what this particular horn and the government is or the beast is being talking about. One of the heads of the beast, now right before that in verse, second part of the verse 2, the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. We are talking about dragon. The great dragon of ancient time is Lucifer, and it is the devil or Satan, we call him. And he gave his power and authority to this beast. Now, where did he get the power and knowledge and authority to give it to the beast? Now, we know the Lucifer was an archangel one time who was a covering cherub. He lived with God for how many millions of years or hundreds, thousands, we don't know. Now, this is the time which was not given to humanity from the scripture, a time before the creation of Adam and Eve. So there was a time that Lucifer knew what God does and how he does, and he probably had some knowledge and insight, and he received the wisdom and power. which he passed on to witchcraft and wickedness in the earth. So that is how he probably, in my opinion, he makes everybody greater with his power. So he anointed basically the beast, which is the man who rise from the 10 nations. Here, the 10 crowns, speaking about 10 nations, supposedly assumed to be from Europe. And then the 7 heads, talking about the 7 leadership. Now, it said later that the 3 has been defeated. So 3 persons or 3 leadership has been gone. So he carries the 10 horns and 7 heads. So that means there is only 7 nations right now, and the horns speaking about the 10 nations. Praise the Lord. Crowns talking about the 10 crowns of the 10 nations, and the 7 heads, which means the 3 nations has been dismantled or their leadership has been gone. So this beast, he is holding the 10 nations crowns, which means he ruled over 10 nations, and he has the 7 heads. So then if we read on verse 3, one of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound. So the main part of this main country who was out of this 10 nations, who received a wound, which means this was the lead nation. The lead nation has a fatal wound which has been healed right now. See, that's where this lead nation, this beast is rising from, because the wound has been healed. Now, we're talking about the wound. How did this happen to this nation? We are declaring that in beforehand, we get to the details of it. We believe it is the fallen or Roman Empire which has been fallen. Now, with the fall of the Roman Empire, all the nations goes along with it, has been dispersed and became independent. Now, as we go forward, we will look into a little bit of history on the fall of Rome. Rome failed with its treaties, which they had with many nations while they were rising. Now, Gothics, the Visigoths were Germanic people who lived throughout Eastern Europe. In AD 410, Alaric, the Gothic king, with his younger brother, who is being the captain of the huge army, attacked Rome. In August 27, AD 410, ended a 3-day sack of city of Rome. But Rome was plundered and completely demolished and completely destroyed. Every corner of every building had the statues of Roman emperors and their gods and goddesses. The Gothics left nothing standing. Rome finally agreed to the demands of Goths and gave back all their lands and allowed Alaric to continue as a general with the Roman army. Now, the Rome was falling down. Little by little, the nations were getting their freedom, which they were occupied. And then, at the end, Rome ended up to be just back home in Italy. And the Roman Empire basically dissolved in the church which they took over, because the Church of Jesus Christ has been persecuted by Roman emperors previously, and later in AD 323 that the church received the freedom by Constantine the emperor. So the Constantine the Great gave the church freedom of worship, since he also became a Christian according to the tradition. Now, the Constantine's descendants eventually were losing control of the Roman Empire. Now, leaving that history out there, back coming to the point here, is the beast is recovering, which is the Roman Empire is re-establishing in the end time. Beast, and they also worship the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Now, the whole world was astonished at the rise back of the beast. The beast here, we are talking about whoever is going to lead the revival of the revived Roman Empire. The beast was given power to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. See, this is for the last 42 months, which is 3.5 years of the tribulation, which is going to be greatly affecting the nation of Israel, where the beast will be given the power to rule over them for that period is 3.5 years, which is 42 months. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. Now this happens later period of the 7-year period. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the church has gone to heaven, and now the beast who was already prepared and ready to take over the world has taken it over. Now, when you go to the 11th verse, there is, I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. See, here we see that this is a beast who is also another human, who is acting like a lamb, where he approached people and nations in the form of a very nice person. But he talked like a dragon, which means he is like devil, he is nothing no one can trust. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the beast, causing and performing very big miracles. So, whose fatal wound had been healed. See, he made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound has been healed. So we have been talking about the first beast. It was wounded, which means he lost his main powerful nation. And then it was recovering at the end time, last period of the end time, which is the 7-year period. Then he will recover. His wound has been healed. And the second beast is going to perform great miraculous signs, even causing fire come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. I am reading from chapter 13 of Revelation. Here, verse 14, because of the signs we have, he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast. He deceived the inhabitants of the earth. See, what happens is the people who left in the earth who did not go to heaven with Jesus, the ones who were not saved, were the ones whose name is not written in the book of life. They will left here. And he ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by sword and yet lived. See, like I mentioned earlier, the fall of the Roman Empire and then their recovery, which happens like about right now, I would say more than 2,000 years at the moment. Now, this will happen at the last period when after Jesus returned. And he was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and call all who refused to worship the image to be killed. So the first beast's image will be placed, and this second beast has the power to give the first beast's image or idol power to speak, and then those who will not worship that image will be killed. So he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell, unless he had the mark which is in the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now this calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. So this beast who has the 666 number, there are many calculations out there in the internet. When you look up about several people have several opinions about who the beast is. And most definitely, this is the beast who has once been here in the earth, who's been gone, and he is back again. So this is a nation or a powerful empire who once ruled the world, which is back, and his leadership is what we call the beast in this area. Now, as this is going on in the earth, what is happening from heaven? In heaven, the children of God or believers are rejoicing with God. At the same time, if we go back to chapter 6, it says, John Lewis, he writing this epistle or revelation, I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. See, God handed over the seven seals to the Lamb of God. Now, the Lamb of God is Jesus Christ, as we know, and he is standing. And then I heard one of the four living creatures say in voice like a thunder, come, I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror when bent on conquest. See, this is about a conqueror, a rider of the white horse who has a bow and arrow. What is that bow and arrow speaking about? He is going in throughout the earth to cause chaos. He's going to cause destruction. He's going to cause murder, death, different type of calamities. That's what he does. When Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. So this angel who has opened, and then there goes this rider who takes peace from the earth. See, what is happening in the earth right now, God's judgment, God's punishment is taking over the world, the earth, of all the humanity, and that people are going to die all over the place. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. See, the death is imminent, and then the judgment is sending by God by this opening of the seals. Now, what missed here is the third horse. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures, saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wage, and 3 quarts of barley for a day's wage, and do not damage the oil and the wine. Now, there is going to be famine, that people have to pay the whole day's wage for just for a quart of wheat. And the price is hiking, that the shortage of food supply in the earth is going on. So murder, death, peace is taken away, food is scarce, and violence, and also different diseases, killing, which is plague, and they also killing by guns or swords which they have, and famine, and everything is horrible in the earth. Now, this is happening in the earth when God have taken his church away from here, and those who live here will go through all these terrible, terrible, terrible things as it continue in the remaining part of the scripture here, and also going from chapter 7 to all the way to the somewhat AA chapter until the Armageddon. So this will be continuously going. So we'll stop right here, and I will be right back with the announcement, and we'll continue the next part of this the next time. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you.
Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in 3 radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa, also Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities yearly, every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord, and the churches are getting larger and larger, and we are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money, finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support at this time, because the work is more, and the more people are coming to the kingdom. So our prayer ministries in Florida started in around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. And if you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. My email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, .chackov like Victor @gmail.com. That's pastor.chackov@gmail.com, and our phone number is 954-993-0491. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, .chackov like Victor @gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.